Glad to have you on board.
Hesitantly, Ryan shook on the deal, not sure if he had solved a lot of their problems or just invited a whole new set. As Ryan and Steven talked over coffee in the dining room about the details of the journey north, Jack took the opportunity to go into the kitchen. The huge iron stove was blazing with heat, with a full cord of split wood nearby for easy access. Pots and pans festooned the ceiling, and plates and mugs were stacked in a plastic rack above a chipped enamel sink. There was no sign of the cook. Moving down the aft corridor, he went straight to the last door on the left and knocked softly. A female voice bid him enter, and Jack used the iron key to let himself inside. The room was dimly lit with candles, and Lily was standing near a canopy bed, the heavy blankets pulled back. Her work blouse was undone, showing that she was wearing nothing underneath. As he closed and locked the door, she slid her arms around the pale youth, and they deeply kissed. His hands glided down her muscular back to cup her buttocks, and Jack brought her closer, tight against his body. A figure moved in the darkness. With a curse, Jack pushed the woman aside and drew his Colt Python and moved to the corner to protect his back. Lily gave a low laugh as the figure stepped into the flickering light, and the teenager gasped.
Twins?
He lowered his blaster. Suddenly feeling like a fool for not figuring it out, he holstered the piece quickly.
Sorry.
You didn't think one woman could handle all the work in that tavern, did you?
Lou laughed, undoing the red ribbon in her black tresses. The ebony cascade tumbled past her shoulders, framing a strong face, a soft smile on her full lips. Also smiling, Lily eased off her blouse and it fluttered to the floor. Her breasts were full but firm, unmarked by the signs of motherhood.
We share the workload.
Lil undid her belt, her skirt tumbling into the darkness at her bare feet, undressing in the dreamlike motions of animal sensuality. Clearly they had been expecting him, as she also was wearing no undergarments.
We share everything.
The woman pinched out a candle flame, and the room dimmed slightly. Four hands began to caress the scarred youth, undoing buttons and belts, removing an endless array of weapons.
Strong. He's so very strong. He better be.
One sister went to her knees and took Jack fully into her mouth. The other kissed him again, and no more words were spoken through the long autumn night. Mildred had gone to bed early, complaining that her ankle ached, so JB entered their assigned room on the second floor as quietly as possible, so as not to wake her. The negotiations with the caravan leader had gone well, and the trip should be an easy job. Mildred was going to ride shotgun so she wouldn't have to use her sprained foot for driving the whole way. That should please her a lot. Opening the door, JB was surprised to find the room lit with more candles than anybody would have deemed necessary, and some sort of sweet-smelling incense musky in the air. Covered by blankets to the neck, Mildred was lying in the big bed, smiling expectantly. Her gun belt was draped over the nearby end table, the medical bag in the corner.
Thought you were feeling poorly.
Mildred motioned him closer, causing the blankets to slide down to her waist and expose her full breasts.
Come here, John, and see for yourself how I feel.
The candlelight glistened off her skin, and JB realized for the 100th time what a truly beautiful woman she was. The most beautiful he had ever been with. Closing the door tightly, he slid a chair under the latch to make sure there were no interruptions until the dawn. Walking up the rickety stairs to the second floor, Ryan and Christy took the middle room and bade goodnight to Doc and Dean.
Where's Jack?
With the barmaid.
Dean's father unlocked the door to their room.
Wonder if he's noticed there's two of them.
they were twins?
Come along, young Master Corder. I'll explain it to you tomorrow. Good night.
Night.
Christy closed the door. Standing near their bed, Ryan was already stripped to the waist, checking his weapons one last time before placing them on a nearby chair. Free from the weight, he stretched, listening to his joints crack and pop. Ryan kicked off his boots.
Been a long day. Tomorrow as well.
Not over yet, lover.
Christy's shirt flew across the room to land on top of his clothes. The man turned to find the woman already naked. The lone candle did little to illuminate the darkness, but a flood of moonlight gave the room a surreal appearance, as if everything were forged of purest silver laid on black velvet, including the redhead's luscious curves. Christy held out her arms invitingly, and he joined her in an ardent embrace, her nails lightly scratching down his muscular back and across his powerful waist. Her nipples hardened against his chest as he rose between her soft thighs.
Pretty fast for an old man. Been a while, hasn't it, lover?
Too long.
Ryan lifted her bodily off the cold floorboards. Christy grabbed his head and pressed it between her breasts as he blindly walked to the bed and placed her on the downy quilt. Mouths and hands roamed freely, tasting, touching, stroking, in a banquet of intimacy. A noise outside the window made them both pause to make sure the blasters were at hand, safeties off. But as the voices moved on, Ryan gently pushed her down on the bed and started to spread wide her strong thighs. Unexpectedly, the woman wrapped her long legs around his waist and hauled him down onto the bed beside her. Then, lifting herself up on her knees, Christy used her hands to stroke him hard and make sure Ryan was ready before deliciously lowering herself, fully engulfing him until their hips rested together and their bodies fused for a brief few seconds in perfect symmetry. His hands gently caressed her breasts and thighs as she rocked slowly, teasingly back and forth, the moist heat of her growing passion flowing over him, as by the heartbeat he stiffened even more to fill her. Her long hair cascaded across both their bodies, hiding and revealing as the animated locks responded to her enhanced emotional state. Private words were spoken, secrets revealed, as the couple went beyond words. Every breath needed to fuel their bodies, locked together in the writhing rhythm, more basic and primordial than speech or thought. Suddenly, Christy arched her back, thrusting herself hard against the man. Ryan grabbed her hips, holding her motionless for a tick, as he thrust deeper into her innermost reaches, until their minds were conscious only of each other, responding. Touch, taste, and sound combining into a wild elixir of near-drunken intoxication. The creaking of the bed was muffled by their breathing as the chill vanished from the small room. And for a brief moment of time, the world was at peace for the two wanderers. As asked for, there were two double beds in Doc and Dean's room, along with a table, chair, and a tin bucket full of tepid water with a cracked ceramic mug tied to the handle with old twine. An oil lantern lit the bare room bright enough for reading, but both of the occupants were too exhausted to think of anything but sleep.
Morpheus claims even the giants of yore.
Doc sat on the edge of his bed. Easing off his boots, he massaged his stocking feet.
Time to surrender to his dark embrace.
Sounds good to me.
The boy rubbed his eyes sleepily. Carefully checking his blaster, Dean set it on the table between their separate beds.
Hey, Doc?
He climbed under the covers. Already under his blankets, the oldster turned over.
Yes, my young friend?
Can you tell me about women? I've only had a little experience with someone I liked at school.
That brought the time traveler fully awake, as if doused with ice water. So the boy was starting to notice the wonderful attractions between men and women. This should have been a question for his father, but Doc was here, and there were few matters the companions didn't discuss openly. Modesty and reticence were two of the first casualties of the nuke storm that had consumed the world.
Well,